Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, we're going to take an adventure, an excursion, if you will, through the Word of God, where the many names of Jesus are mentioned. And as Christians, we know that Jesus has given us power. He said, if you ask anything in my name, the Lord will do it. And let's see an example of the power of God that God gave to His disciples, the early church, as well as to all of us. And I'll be sharing a passage found in the 9th chapter of Acts, verses 32 through 42. And it came to pass, as Peter passed through all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man, Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And as far as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. And when Peter arose and went with them, then Peter arose, went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and shewing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and knelt down and prayed, and turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Praise God. This is the God that we serve, beloved. 1 Corinthians 15:45 states, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. That's the first man that God created, Adam and Eve. But the last Adam, Jesus, was made a quickening spirit. John 5:21 says, for as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom He will. And then in the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter, we see another amazing miracle that Jesus did. A certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. And in verse 3, it says, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And in verse 7, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. I'm skipping over some of the chapters. And he said, let us go unto Judea. And he says in verse 11, because he tarried, he said, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may waken him out of sleep." Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." Howbeit, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then he clearly said, "Lazarus is dead. I'm glad for your sakes that I wasn't there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." When Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days, and of course there was great mourning and sorrow. And in verse 21, Martha said unto Jesus, "Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, he will give it thee." Jesus said unto her, "Thy brother shall arise again." Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." And of course, I trust you know the rest of the story. He called him forth, and he was raised from the dead, an amazing miracle. Beloved, Jesus is in you. He's the hope of glory. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Jesus Christ is our second Adam. The first Adam sold out the human race. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, brought redemption and salvation so that every man who would believe on him and receive him in their hearts and lives would be saved. I'd like to share with you some of the examples given in the Word of God of the wonderful names of Jesus. They're multifaceted, and they describe, you can make a study on them. And there's such a richness in description of the various facets of his nature, of his character, and of his ministry to us. First of all, he's our advocate, 1 John 2:1. He's the Amen of God in Revelation 3:14. He's the Ancient of Days in Daniel 7:22. He's the Anointed of God in Psalm 2:2 and 45:7. He's the first and great apostle of God, Hebrews 3:1. And of course, a familiar passage that we are very familiar with, he's the author and finisher of our faith. That's Hebrews 12:2. He's the beginning of the creation of God, Revelation 3:14. John 1:4 says he's the begotten of the Father. 1 Peter 2:25 says he's the bishop of our souls, the shepherd of our souls. And in the Gospel of John, he's the bread of life. Jesus talks about himself in that manner, John 6:48-51. In Matthew 9:15, he's the bridegroom, and he's the bright and morning star in Revelation 22:16. He's the brightness of the Father's glory, Hebrews 1:3. And of course, you remember Joshua chapter 5 and verse 17. He meets this being, and he says, "Are you for us or against us?" And he said, "Neither." It was the Lord. He said, "But as captain of the Lord's hosts am I come." So he's captain of the host of the Lord. And he's the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the great cornerstone, God's covenant, and our great counselor. Let me share those beautiful passages in 9:6. We hear them a lot around Christmas time. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." Amen. He's coming again soon. "And the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Praise God. Jesus, beloved, is our deliverer. He's the day star from on high, the desire of all nations, the door of the sheepfold, and he's also the eagle of God. There's a passage in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 11. It says, As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, speaking of Israel, and there was no strange God with him. Praise God. He's the ensign of God. He's our healer, our master, our mediator. Hebrews 7:1 refers to him as Melchizedek. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, blessed him. Praise God. He's the Passover lamb, the ointment of God, the plant of renown, the propitiation for our sins, our refuge, our righteousness, our rock, the root of David, the seed of Abraham, the seed of David, the seed of the woman, our shield, our shepherd, Shiloh, the Prince of Peace. Beloved, he is our all and in all. Let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you for the wonderful gift you have given us. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the power we have in the name of Jesus, that in your name, Lord, we can heal the sick. We can cast out devils. We can see the wondrous works that you've called us to do, Lord, even greater works than those that Jesus did, not in quality, but in quantity, because you have a body in the earth, Father, that you've given power and authority to. And Lord, for each of us now that are listening, we pray that you would give us a great reverence and respect for the name of Jesus, and you would enhance our understanding, increase our ability and our ability to walk in that name, in the authority of that name, to use that name to do the works that you have called us to do. And Father, right now, I pray for every listener in the mighty name above Jesus, which is above every name, that you will grant them wisdom, health, and strength in body and mind, that you would open up your word to them, and they shall be encouraged and comforted and inspired and fortified with strength in their inner man to do the things that you have called them to do, that you, Lord, might receive the glory and the honor and praise. We ask all of this in the mighty and wonderful name above every name, the name of Jesus. Praise God. I thank you for joining me today. And as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you should email, I invite you to share your mailing address so that I can respond personally to you. But I will always pray and confirm receipt. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,